You're listening to the E2C Network, podcast by Auburn fans for Auburn fans. Brought to you by the Auburn Uniform Database. Visit them at auburnuniforms.com.
War Eagle Auburn fans, welcome to Hitchcock Hecklers, your source for Auburn baseball news and discussion. Part of the E2C Network, a family of Auburn podcasts. I'm your host, Chandler Fullman, and I'm joined alongside with my host, Clint Richardson. How are you doing today, Clint?
Doing okay. How are you doing, Chandler?
Let's move past that part, because I'm not doing so well.
Still recovering from your once-in-a-lifetime trip to Minneapolis?
Yeah, it was definitely a once-in-a-lifetime, but that game just, I'm not going to talk about it. You can listen to Inside the Jungle if you want to hear the thoughts on the basketball game, but you really don't, because it was a sucky game with sucky officials, with a sucky
outcome. And not because of my bad takes.
With a sucky outcome. But let's get started. Auburn baseball went 1-3 on the week, but we have already discussed the Georgia Tech game on the last episode. So this episode will cover the Arkansas series and the Jacksonville State game from this Tuesday night. But Auburn baseball went 1-3 on the week, unfortunately, with a series loss to Arkansas and a midweek loss to Jacksonville State. Right now, the Tigers sit at 23-10 overall on the season and 7-5 in conference. Any initial thoughts you have on how the season's going right now, Clint? I think we're about midway through the SEC portion of the season, and just a good time to kind of recap on how things are going.
It can always be going better. You ask any coach, and they'll always say that no matter what. Auburn has really fought well so far this season, but they've struggled at times, and pitching has, you know, we'd said early in the season was actually going to be a strength of this team, but has turned into it's not at this point in the season. Auburn has really struggled out of the bullpen and finding reliable arms now that Auburn is down two stud pitchers. You know, like you said, we're about halfway through the conference season. Auburn's got 7 SEC wins, and you really need to hit that 15 win mark in this conference. And Auburn's on track for it, but it just doesn't get any easier than what they've already dealt with. Auburn has played a really tough schedule, and the entire SEC is very strong this season.
Yeah, I agree. If you look at the SEC West right now, Auburn's towards the lower end, unfortunately, of the SEC West. But if we were in the SEC East, we would be right up there competing for first. And I should say, in the West, even though we are like in fifth or sixth place, we're still only, I think, one game back from first place. So,
well, and aren't all, I think most of the SEC West teams are actually ranked, and there's like, yeah, 10 of the 14 teams are ranked in the top 25. There are not really any bottom feeders in the SEC right now. Of course, you've got Florida, who's really struggled, and they've fallen out of the top 25. Missouri isn't really a powerhouse in baseball anyways, but you know, there are no easy weekends in this conference right now. And unfortunately, yeah, for Auburn, they kind of avoid Missouri.
A lot of the SEC West teams are ranked. I should make sure to include that there is one SEC West team that is not ranked, and that would be the University of Alabama. Shocker, I know.
You sure about that?
positive. But anyways, I digress. Let's just get started on the weekend's games. Clint, why don't you lead us off with Friday night and Tanner Burns' outing?
Well, we actually played two on Friday. This Arkansas series was originally scheduled to be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but bad weather on Thursday pushed it to a doubleheader on Friday, which we don't see very often. Tanner Burns got the start in the first game and was, you know, pretty good. Went 6 innings, 7 hits, 3 runs, walked 2 but struck out 10, had 106 pitches through those six innings. So, you know, he's been kind of struggling with efficiency, and it'd be really nice if we could get Tanner to go a little bit further than that. Auburn was actually down 3-0 when Tanner got pulled, but Auburn was able to bounce back, and Carson Skipper, Elliot Anderson, and Cody Greenhill were able to finish out the rest of the game, only giving up one hit. And Auburn scored a 3-spot in the bottom of the sixth and the bottom of the eighth to beat Arkansas 6-3 in game one on Friday.
Yeah, I didn't – unfortunately, I didn't get to see really any of this weekend's games due to being in Minneapolis. But the stat line that stood out for me on Friday night was Tanner Burns' 10 strikeouts. He obviously was pretty on his A game Friday night, because anytime you have 10 strikeouts, you're doing pretty well. But it looked like Elliot and Cody came in and finished the deal off. Also, Carson Skipper got 2 outs. But otherwise, looked strong. Good start to the weekend. And it looked like hopefully we were going to be able to take the series with the second game on Friday. But that just was not the case. Unfortunately, Auburn lost 6-9 in 15 innings. Yes, 6-9 in 15 innings.
And it was a marathon. Auburn played, I think they were saying, 24 innings on Friday alone. And poor old Matt Scheffler had to catch all of those innings. But this is where you see Auburn start to struggle on the mound. Brooks Fuller got the start, but you also saw Ryan Watson, Elliot Anderson, Cody Greenhill, Carson Skipper. Those three guys now have pitched twice in the same day, and Garrett Wade to finish out the game. And this is the last thing that Auburn really needed, was a long game and in the middle of the weekend. The bats were pretty good. Auburn had 11 hits. Unfortunately, they left 16 on base. Arkansas had 14 hits and left 18 on base. There were many, many opportunities to end this game pretty early and not go into 15 innings. Auburn was able to fight back and take the lead in the seventh inning. Arkansas tied it at the top of the eighth, and then both teams put up a 2-spot in the 12th inning. Auburn had many opportunities to bring guys home, and they just failed to do so. I think this one's easy to kind of blame on the pitching staff just because of the struggles that they've had, but it really comes down to Auburn and their timely at-bats. You know, I honestly didn't have a whole lot of faith when Arkansas scored 2 in the top of the 12th, but Auburn was able to fight back and tie the game up, and you know, just one nice at-bat away from walking off in the 12th inning. But it was a marathon game. It didn't end until I think 11:30 local time, and then they had to turn around and start another game in just a couple of hours Saturday morning. So this is a game that, regardless of which team won, the losing team was in a lot of trouble because of the bullpen.
Yeah, like you said, this was definitely a marathon game. And I say I didn't watch any of the games, but then I remember Friday night sitting in the hotel lobby with a ton of Auburn fans in Minneapolis. And me and a few of my friends were actually watching the game on my phone, I think from like the ninth or tenth inning on. And like you said, Auburn had their opportunities. I think it was either in the ninth or tenth inning, Auburn loaded the bases for Edward Julian, and he came with 2 outs, and he came up and struck out. And then in the 12th inning, like you were saying, Auburn had the bases loaded with 2 outs, with a chance to win, and I think Judd Ward struck out. So just missed opportunities is what it comes down to. Yes, the pitching struggled. There's no doubt about that. But you also have to look at the missed opportunities that Auburn had and just didn't take advantage of. But
yeah, and you know that Gabe Gross was not happy with just how that game ended because of those missed opportunities. And I thought, again, I think Auburn played really well. I mean, we had guys that had 7 at-bats. You know, I thought Judd Ward played really well, went 3 for 7. Connor Davis is just on a roll. He's been playing so well lately. He was 2 of 5. And then Will Holland had a big home run in that game to tie it up early on, I think. And, you know, this was just a really good game. It's just a shame that because of the doubleheader, because of the bullpen situations, that it kind of came down to just 1 or 2 missed opportunities on the mound and a couple on the base pass. And Auburn had a really good shot to go into Saturday winning the series against the number 9 team in the country. And, you know, you hate to say it this way, but kind of coast through Saturday. A sweep over Arkansas would have been great, but at that point you've exhausted your bullpen. You just need to get through the game. But now that you lose the game and it's a rubber match, you're in a world of hurt. And it definitely showed as Auburn just couldn't get anything going in game 3 offensively. Pitching struggled. You know, Auburn ended up losing 8-0 and just shut out for, I think, the 2nd time this season. Richard Fitz got the start, went 4 and a third, and, you know, he gave up 5 of those 8 runs, and, you know, he was pretty good for most of the game, but, again, had a couple of bad at-bats that really came around to hurt the Tigers.
After losing that 15-inning marathon on Friday night, I just really think, and I mean, you know, it's easy to say, but I mean, how are the Tigers going to be motivated on Saturday? How do they come out and play? And I mean, as you saw, it wasn't meant to be. Just the Tigers were worn out from Friday night and kicked down, and then the 8-0 loss just proved that. And it was sad to see, but if any positives came out, it was good to see Will Morrison got a lot of time on Saturday, and I think, in my opinion, he did decent. So that was good to see.
Auburn was able to throw in a couple of young guys and get them all some good outings. Blake Salacy is a senior and has played pretty well in his few outings so far. Kyle Gray and Bailey Horn, and like you mentioned, Will Morrison got some, you know, 3 innings on Saturday. It was a really good outing for him. The coaching staff will never say it this way, but those kind of games, a game like Saturday where nothing's going right, you're already beat and exhausted and you just don't have many weapons left, it's almost a wasted game. So might as well get some good experience against a really good team that's only going to benefit you going forward. And I think giving these guys that opportunity will really help.
So to round up the weekend, Auburn went 1-2 with a devastating loss on Friday night in the 2nd game of the doubleheader. I think that was really the deciding factor because that determined that game, and in my opinion, it determined Saturday's game. Just because it was a killer blow and a real, real tough to bounce back from. But the Tigers played Tuesday night as well versus Jacksonville State, and they were hoping to get things back on the right track, but that didn't happen. They got off to an early 6-0 lead. And then gave up 11 unanswered runs.
You want to say that again?
No, that kind of makes me sick to say, and I'm perfectly good not saying that again.
Yeah, but it wasn't fun to watch. It really felt like Auburn was just going to be able to kind of coast to a good, easy midweek game win. Auburn scored all 3 of the 1st innings, and then gave up 6 runs in the 5 in the 7th, and Auburn just could not buy a hit late in this game. And again, Auburn played really well. Edouard Julian had one of the best home runs you'll ever see at Plainsman Park, clearing the batter's eye in center field. Auburn had some pretty good fielding, but just, again, pitching just kind of isn't there right now. Garrett Wade got the start and gave up 5 runs on 6 hits. Ryan Watson, Elliot Anderson, Blake Fuller, Carson Skipper, and Will Morrison all got some action out of the bullpen. And I don't know what is missing right now, but Auburn is really hurting pitching-wise. And, of course, Davis Daniel and Jack being out are two really big pieces to this. But you would still hope that these guys would be able to give a much better performance on the mound. And I know, and you could see it watching the game, that Steve Smith and Coach Thompson really feel that way too.
Yeah, it was especially depressing to see. I think it was in the 6th inning, Elliot Anderson, Brooks Fuller, and Carson Skipper combined to walk 6 straight batters.
Yep, that was in the top of the 7th, and that led to their 5-run inning. And Auburn and Walt have been a really big problem lately. And the broadcast loves to show this graphic of Auburn's pitching stats early in the season, during the Mississippi State weekend, and since that conference weekend. And it's pretty bad. Auburn's pretty much added 3 or 4 walks per game since Mississippi State. Auburn was leading the country in walks per game with under 3, and now it's upwards of 6. And if Auburn is able to just cut down on walks, throw more strikes, and just rely on the defense a little bit more, we're not singing this tune right now. Auburn is going to have a much better record and play better and win more games if that alone can happen.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And it's sad to see Auburn's pitching struggle like this. But as I was saying, one bright spot from a very dismal game on Tuesday was Will Morrison. The freshman out of Coleman, Alabama, went 3 innings with no hits and no walks. So that is a positive. That is something to look at and hopefully look at in the future. And hopefully we can use Will on the weekend maybe more often and utilize him. And because he has I'm trying to think the word, funky sidearm motion that is really effective when it's working. So hopefully he can be utilized more, and it will be a building spot for the future. But
yeah, he, like you said, Morrison does have a pretty unique delivery. You know, Auburn is just really young in the pitching staff, and there's such a difference between high school to college and from non-conference to SEC play. So these kids are really getting thrown into the fire right now. And all you can really hope is that they learn from it and grow from it. And by the time the end of the conference season comes around and it's time for tournament play, that these guys are ready to show out.
Yeah. So the Tigers hit the road to go to College Station, Texas this weekend for a weekend series versus the Texas A&M Aggies. Friday night they play at 6:30, Saturday at 4, and Sunday at 1 o'clock. I'm kind of thinking that the Saturday game may be moved to Friday or Sunday, and they play a doubleheader because it is supposed to thunderstorm in College Station on Saturday, and they have already moved A&M's A-Day game, or whatever they call it, their spring football game, to Friday night. So I kind of think they may do the same and move baseball to Friday night, but We'll just have to see how that goes. But I'm looking forward to hopefully getting things back on track this weekend. And I think, in my opinion, the deciding factor to all of this is when is Jack Owen and Davis Daniel coming back? Because that is two weekend starting pitchers that add just a ton more depth, a ton more innings, and hopefully a ton more wins to Auburn baseball. And just the key to is getting them back. And what I'm hearing is 3 weeks on Jack Owen and hopefully 4 weeks on Davis Daniel. Not ideal, but it's just part of baseball, part of the season.
Jeez, I didn't realize that Jack was going to be another couple of weeks. I know that they mentioned that they were taking it kind of easy this past weekend and had some other things pop up for him, but hopefully he can get healthy and come back and help this team, because this team could really use. But Texas A&M is going to be another really tough outing, and Bluebell Park and College Station is one of the best college baseball atmospheres in the country. I mean, Auburn's going to have a tough time at least winning one game there, and hopefully they can steal one. A&M has played a really good schedule. They're 25-9-1 overall. You don't see many ties in baseball, but they actually tied their Sunday game against Missouri because of the curfew rules, and Missouri has to get back to their home. A&M did go 1-2 at LSU. That was just this past weekend. They actually lost to Texas State in their Tuesday midweek game. They've also beaten a really good Texas team. They swept Kentucky on the road. They won 2 out of 3 against the number 2 team in the country, Vanderbilt, at home. They're just a good team. They've beaten Baylor and TCU, 2 ranked teams. This is going to be a tough fight for Auburn, and hopefully they're able to come out there, and Tanner Burns and the Friday crew are going to be able to get a pretty good win, I hope. The game one has been really good for Auburn lately, and hopefully they can continue that.
It'll be a big weekend series, because Auburn sits at 7-5 in the SEC right now, and they're right there in the thick of things, hanging on, hopefully just trying to stay in contention to get a regional or host a regional. But this weekend, I think we'll have a lot of say on the future of this season. But we'll just have to see how things go, and just praying and hoping that things go the best they can. But any last thoughts from you, Clint, before we head out?
I think that Auburn is struggling, but with this coaching staff and with this team, that they're always just going to continue to fight. And I got faith that Auburn's going to make another good run this season.
Yeah, I'm glad, because just real quick, one last thing. Auburn has hit this kind of low point during every season. And I think every team hits this low point at some point during every season. Because I know last year Auburn hit this point for about two or three weeks right before the SEC tournament. The year before, we hit it kind of at the end of the season, again, kind of right before postseason play. But this kind of seems to be kind of like our low point this season, going through, and it kind of seems to be a little bit earlier in the season. So hopefully Auburn can get back on track, get things right before towards the end of the season and start a postseason play, and hopefully they can get things rolling. But we'll just have to see. But anyways, I think that'll do it. Clint, let's tell people how they can connect with us. I'll go first. You can find me on Twitter at cfullman30, C-F-U-L-L-M-A-N 30. Clint, how can people find you?
can follow me on Twitter at ClintAU24, and you can check out my website, the Auburn Uniform Database, at auburnuniforms.com.
All right. Well, I think that'll do it for this time and this episode of Hitchcock Hecklers. But until next time, War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Before you get out of here, we want to remind you of a couple of things. Head over to e2cnetwork.com, our website where you can find everything that you'll ever need from us, podcasts, blogs, and even ways to help support the show. If you want to find individual episodes, you can download all of these on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play. So until we see you again, I want to remind you of one thing, that here at the network, we believe in Auburn and love it. The only question remains, do you?